USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Second Amendment rights advocates are gathering in Richmond, Virginia, President Trump is tweeting that the Democratic Party of Virginia is working hard to take away your Second Amendment rights. In a tweet, the president is urging Virginia voters to vote for Republicans in 2020. The Democratic-led House and Senate in Virginia is working on a series of bills to tighten gun regulations. Lois is one of the several thousand gun owners protesting in downtown Richmond.
The Second Amendment is one that backs them all up. It gives the rest of them teeth. If the government takes your guns, what do you have left?
President Trump is on his way to Davos this week for the 50th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. This year, the theme of the meeting is Stakeholders for a Cohesive and Sustainable World. The conference brings together 3,000 of the world's rich and powerful. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Former President Barack Obama is praising Martin Luther King Jr. by recognizing what he sees as some of the civil rights leader's greatest traits. The former president tweeted that Dr. King's poetic brilliance, moral clarity, and tests of conscience still reverberate today. Obama posted that while saying he reads King's letters from a Birmingham jail from time to time. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line is speaking out after the death of a toddler in 2019. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A grandfather from Indiana is being blamed for last summer's death of his 18-month-old granddaughter on a Royal Caribbean cruise. Last week, the cruise line filed its response to the lawsuit over Chloe Wiegand's death. She fell from an 11th-floor window on a cruise ship that was docked in Puerto Rico in July. Royal Caribbean says her grandfather, Sam Anello, knew that the window that she fell from was open.
The cruise company is also calling the grandfather reckless. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The people of the Philippines have a way of taking lemons and making lemonade. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports on how one Filipino community is dealing with disposing of volcanic ash.
Ash spewed by the Taal volcano in the Philippines is being mixed with plastic waste to make bricks in an inventive response to the country's persistent problem of pollution and frequent natural disasters. Towering dust columns were spewed into the sky and leaving nearby Binyan City coated in fine gray powder. Environmental officials there didn't just clean up the mess, but they decided to combine the ash with sand, cement, and discarded plastics to form about 5,000 building bricks per day for local building projects. City of Binyan Laguna Environmental Officer Radiello Lee says instead of just piling up the asphalt somewhere, we were able to turn it into something useful, and it includes plastics too. The Philippines faces a waste crisis, with a report last year saying it uses a shocking amount of single-use plastic, including 60 billion throwaway bags each year.
And finally, there is no mail on this Martin Luther King holiday, but the United States Postal Service is unveiling its new Celebrate Forever stamp. It'll be available next month and is perfect for birthdays, retirement, or a new job. The stamp will be officially unveiled February 14th in Mesa, Arizona. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.